Today we are blessed to be here for the last day of this liturgical year and the last Saturday of this liturgical year of our Lord 2025. This evening at Vespers and then at Mass, tomorrow morning, throughout the next year, we begin to celebrate the year of grace of our Lord 2026. Incredible as it may be, but time flies, really, really flies. And so today, we honor in a very special way, we are blessed to honor in a very special way the Immaculate Heart of Our Lady. And the Mass that we use is the Mass of the Immaculate Heart, which is the Mass that the Vatican has decreed to be the Mass of Our Lady of Fatima. She is the Immaculate Heart. And so we honor her. It is because of her and through her that we have the salvation that we have received from Christ, her Son, her Lord. She is indeed the mediatrix of all graces and the co-redemptrix with Christ of all the human race. And I understand already, even in the Vatican, there are all kinds of voices going against the very limited and not compulsory decree of that one cardinal, who I understand is on his way out, saying that we cannot use those titles. That is ludicrous. Saints and popes and the liturgy has used these titles of Our Lady for centuries and centuries. And so we will continue to use them and continue to honor the Blessed Mother of God. And of course, that is her highest title. And everything that is given to her for her Son, Jesus Christ, and for us. And she is the Mother of Christ, the Mother of God, the Mother of Holy Church. And He is that capital grace of the Church, even on earth, but in heaven more so. And it is she who is the neck through which all graces flow. So indeed, she is the mediatrix of all graces. And her we honor and praise and venerate in these sacred mysteries as we celebrate this last Mass of the liturgical year 2025. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.